Well, by the headline, we're at the communion table. We're at this table of grace. We are both to be in the body and in the spirit. There are elements here which can be seen, but the New Testament declares we look not on the things that are seen, but on the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen, like you and me and these elements, are temporal. But the things that are unseen are eternal. And these things that are seen, which are before us, this broken bread and this cup of wine, Paul tells us that when we partake of these things, we are to remember Jesus. A phrase I believe inappropriately translated, we are to examine ourselves. The proper should be examine for ourselves, and by the Word of God, we are to look through these temporal elements unto that which is eternal, that is, to Jesus. We're not to think on what we've done for God, but we are, through these elements, to remember what God in Jesus Christ has done for us. And at this table, we who were dead in trespasses and sins, has God given life. And that, through the death symbolized in this cup, which was His blood, which symbolized His life, He gave to us. For it is in Christ and only in Him that we do have life. Now, some call this table a Eucharist and give it a high liturgical meaning, when in fact that word Eucharist is a Greek word of the New Testament, and it means thanksgiving. And as we remember Jesus in taking this cup, we do with thanksgiving. Look, to the source of the new life we have with God, and that through Jesus Christ by His grace. And we lift the cup, thanking God for the life in Christ we have. Thanking God for Jesus, the life He gave, that we might have life. Take it with joy and thanksgiving in Jesus. The bread. I can see it, touch it, feel it. It's temporal. But looking through it unto Jesus, by that which is declared by the good speaking God, we have this promise. That by the stripes of Jesus, we, Peter, looking back at the event, said, were healed. Now, some want to put that healing in the spiritual realm, and they're not wrong, but I want to encourage you. I would have you understand what it was talking about was natural healing as well. We can and should have confidence in God in every part of our life. And God's word declared that by Jesus we do have wholeness and wellness in this life. And therefore, it is declared that with His stripes we were healed. It is declared that not only did Jesus take upon Himself all our iniquity, but the same verbs are used that says He took upon Himself all our sicknesses, diseases, and infirmities, and carried them and the pain thereof away. Oh, not what we do for God, but what He has done for us is our remembrance at this table as we take this bread and with our mouth declare that with His stripes we were healed. In Jesus. Amen. That is no doubt.